and all they got was a rock. It's GRD Sweetly!
But not The Rock.
No.
I'd be okay with that.
That wouldn't fit in the bag.
Shut your dirty mouth. Hi, everybody, and welcome. It's been ages, but here we are finally at GRD's Weekly episode
205.
We really put the S in Sweetly this time.
We certainly did.
How about the two E's? Can we put that in Sweetly?
I've been working a lot. So, hi, everybody. We're the fantastic folks from GeekRadioDaily.com. You know us, you love us. Sometimes you stop by and visit us at the forums. Occasionally, my co-hosts do as well. And we're on Facebook and Twitter and all those other fun places. My co-host, the people bringing it to you. Well, that there's the Flinstress.
What knockers?
Oh, thank you, Doctor.
You're quite welcome.
I knocked out the GRD music with that.
Well, dear God, I mean, please. Hey, look, everybody, it's the Bruce.
The pit. Bring me my pendulum, kiddies. I feel like swinging.
Alrighty then. And I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
You want to see something really scary?
I bet you do. So hey, what have you been doing geeky, yo?
Tons of stuff. Let's just jump right in. I'm going to work backwards since that's the stuff that's freshest in my mind or whatever. But
well, you don't have to mention Facebook. That's fine.
Yeah. Ha 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 ha. Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Henceforth known as S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yes.
So we watched the most recent episode, and this was I Spy or ICU or something like that.
Bill Cosby and Robert Culp?
It couldn't really be Robert Culp now because he's still kind of dead.
It's October.
They found footage.
Oh, that's right. They
could have had the zombie. Oh, yeah. The found footage. Robert Culp dying on his last mission.
No.
Damn it. Why did I insist on carrying tennis rackets everywhere we went? Damn it.
So it was a good episode. I thought, you know, the team is starting to come together, and we met agent that used to be under Coulson. I didn't mean to say it like that, like not under, literally.
I don't know.
Like,
we don't know that.
Well, we don't know that, but you know, and she kind of went rogue and bad stuff happened. And I think the tech is probably some of the coolest things in this show. You know, like the flying like droid scanner thingies and this like eyeball scanner x-ray thing that then they put it in the glasses. And so just like watching them do the stuff with the technology is pretty cool.
And you know, they're like, oh, we're 10 years away from this, so it's advanced. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Was that an alien language?
It definitely was. You know, the circle-based nature of it looked a little Gallifreyan.
It certainly did.
It kind of did, but it kind of reminded me of something I had seen before. I just don't remember really where.
Futurama.
No.
Possibly okay. Futurama. Possibly on the walls of some Egyptian tomb.
Oh, there is that.
Yep.
So
was that when the Battlestar Galactica came through and saw that first?
Right. Whoa, you just blew my mind.
So have we done a show since the episode that had Nick Fury in it?
No.
No.
No, we haven't.
The one where they crashed the plane.
Yes.
It's a really nice bar.
That's
6 days! You had it for 6 days!
That was pretty classic Samuel L. It was nice.
Now, can we go ahead and throw out our theory that for as much as we talked about it ahead of time, that Coulson absolutely is a life model decoy?
He's something. He is not completely the Agent Coulson that we used to
know. Yeah, they're not letting us know,
and she
knows that something's happened to him.
I don't have my muscle memory, which means I have different muscles, which means I'm probably a life model decoy. I'm a robot, and we're going to use that to lead to Ultron. Okay.
No.
Okay, well, I tried.
Well, I mean, it is
Dr. Strange.
Probably also a setup for everything coming in Avengers 2, Electric Boogaloo, and there might be some Thor. You know, it'd be cool if there was like a tie-in in the show.
They're
going to
throw
up.
Something in there. They're going to throw a couple tie-ins.
God, yeah. Could you imagine?
Maybe Chris Hemsworth can guest on the show.
Oh, could he? Wouldn't that be something?
Yes, I'm sure he'll keep his shirt on the entire time. Oh, darn Flintress.
Well, hey, you know, as long
as...
He already
takes his shirt off in the trailer for Thor 2.
As long as you've got Hacker Chick running in slow motion again, that's fine. That'll make up for it. That'll totally make up for it.
Can you have the soundtrack? Is about the one?
Not necessary. Not necessary at all.
Awesome. Sorry, yeah, what were you saying? He said...
I was talking about a girl running in slow motion.
Yeah, so she's glad still on Chris Hemsworth.
No, her boobs distracted her too, so that's nice. I appreciate that.
But I'm liking the show. It's a little bit cheesy, like the dialogue is a little bit... I don't like when she's sitting in the car in this last episode and she's all like, you know, you took a chance on me and da da da. I don't know. It's just a little bit like, just a little bit cheesy.
You do remember that at its heart, this is a kid's show, right?
I have to keep telling myself that because then I find enjoyment in the show. You're right. The 10-year-old or 12-year-old you would love this show.
If you're a 12-year-old boy, this is the greatest show that's ever existed.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah.
Well, there aren't like a crazy amount of boobies, but there's some.
That 13-year-old show. 13-year-old's best show.
Shut up, Bruce.
What?
It just sounded really bad. It just sounded really bad the way he said that.
Yeah. We did get our first supervillain. Well, the origin story for our first supervillain.
You like that?
Yeah. That was like, wait a minute, I've heard that name.
Yes, you have. Yes, you have.
Had to look back on it, but yes.
Oh, and look, he wasn't dead. How about that?
Yeah. So I'm enjoying the show. It's definitely very fun, and I look forward to it. You can tell you're enjoying a show when it gets like top priority in your DVR. It doesn't sit around for a while and, you know, not get watched.
And can we point out that it has already got a full season pickup? So if I can point out, this is a Joss Whedon show that has gotten a full season pickup. Okay? Just think about that for a second.
It's happened before.
Yeah, here and there.
Here and there. Well, yeah.
On a major network,
On a major network, yeah.
Yes. So, you know, it's good. I think, you know, he has to keep it a little bit formulaic and definitely have those tropes in order to keep, you know, mainstream audiences watching. So
cool.
But it's good.
It'll work.
Big back to TV is The Walking Dead.
Hey,
did you watch the episode?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. So the whole point, I mean, like a lot of time has obviously elapsed and we see them really settling into the prison.
About 6 or 7 months. That's what they said.
And so they're growing crops and they have livestock and they've, you know, come up with a better door system, you know, just in general. You can tell that they've been like living comfortably at the prison for a while, which is interesting because they were supposed to have gotten to that level of comfort before the governor attacked. Like all of that really was supposed to have happened beforehand.
Yeah.
I'm okay with it. I mean, I'm fine. But definitely what is this show is it's not really so much the zombies. I mean, there are zombies there,
right.
But it's this like drama and tension and like what's going to happen and the characters' interactions with one another. And, you know, that woman, you know, taking Rick back to his camp and all of that happening
crazy
like
Clara.
That was wow. I mean, because you knew something wasn't right. She wasn't going to get back there and he was just fine, but like worn out and couldn't walk. You know, we knew that wasn't what was going to happen. So. But I don't know. Were you expecting the twist that it was? Can we say spoilers? Has it been long enough?
I wasn't expecting the level of which. I mean, I was expecting, but I wasn't expecting the amount of him that was there. Can I say that?
Yeah, I think you could say that.
Okay.
I think
we, all right, there we go.
Safely say that.
Okay.
You knew there was something. I mean, come on, it's The Walking Dead. Really? You're not going to find, hey, how you doing? I'm Rick. No, you're not going to find that. It was always going to be the... Something little effed up is going to come up. Oh, yeah, I was right.
But I feel like the theme for this at least first part of the season is going to be this whole, can you come back from what you've done?
Right.
You know, because they've all had to make some really tough choices.
Mm-hmm.
And can we live anywhere near the semblance of a normal life again, I think is the question. Because, yeah, they've started to settle in and started. I mean, he was listening to an iPod that he managed to find a charger and they're running power. You know, in the prison, was a little excessive, I thought.
No.
In the comic, it did reference that there was a generator and that they were sparingly using the generator here and there. In fact, they even had occasionally movie nights for the kids.
But, I mean, did he need to not hear the zombies growling outside of the
fence? I think he did.
I would.
I think he did, yeah.
Yeah, you got to block that out occasionally because if it's a constant drow, you're going to go crazy. So, block
or you just
it
don't
out.
Hear it anymore eventually. You just kind of block it out mentally.
Well, and think of how awesome it's going to be when we have that moment like Hurley where his batteries run out sitting on the beach and we didn't have music at the end of the episode anymore. It just stopped.
Yeah, that was a good moment.
But again, and I hate to continue to make my comparisons, but if you look at how this should have went, if you had had where they're at now, at the halfway point of last season, they got away from Woodbury and they started doing this and building and getting crops. And then at the halfway point of this season, the governor showed up. Oh, Jesus, in a tank and everything. That would have been amazing. So I don't know where they're going, but I'm here for it. So we'll see.
Yeah, this is right about where I stopped reading the graphic novel or what I remember of the graphic novel.
There,
let's just put
probably,
it that way.
That's probably
so I
best.
Don't remember what happens next in the story. Because the whole storyline with the governor, I was sort of like, okay, I know the end game of what's going to happen here, sort of to a certain extent, that he was going to attack the prison. But now I'm at that point where I'm just like a normal person. I have no idea what's going to happen.
I saw this, and I also saw The Talking Dead as well, and they talked about three characters. Well, I'm not going to tell who they are. You know, you can watch it on your own. But three characters from the comic, pretty well-known ones, are going to be showing up relatively soon this season.
Oh, okay. Well, then there's really only a few people that could be. So, okay, cool.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe I'll go back and I'll read it again.
Possibly.
I don't know. We'll see.
And then you'd be like, oh, that's right. I did read up to 100 issues, which is about 60 past where this is.
Yep.
But it's nice to see that Carl is becoming a kid again. He's not the crazy psychopath that he was that journey he was taking at the end of the third season. He's back to being
reading comic books and being a kid. Wanting to go to story night and you know, but I don't know. And why did Carol think that Carl was going to, I mean, like Rick would have a problem. I mean, the kids still need to know how to defend themselves.
Yeah, but
like,
that was her call, not, you know, the decision of the council. I'm sure of it.
The council.
Yeah. I don't want to watch the show where they just live at the prison and they make parliamentary decisions and people second motions. I don't want to watch that at all.
I'm sorry. That's episode one.
Well,
Star Trek.
Again, it's kind of a shame because with the comic, you could have done this and we could have built up to this point that we're at. We could have taken half a season to show them slowly clearing shit out and everything else. It just, I don't know. I guess who's going to be the big bad guy now? Because if the governor comes back again at this point, I'm going to have to throw the flag, I think.
Well, I mean, Michonne is like looking for him everywhere. Yep. She needs to go off and find him and have a confrontation with him and finish what she started. But that's the last that we need to see of the governor.
Okay.
I don't know. So it's going to be interesting to see. So we've added some other new shows. We've been watching Sleepy Hollow.
Yes.
Have you been watching that one at all? Okay. Yeah, so the Ichabod Crane Sleepy Hollow mythology does not exist in this universe.
No. Because everybody he's told his name to, no one has went, really?
Really?
Ichabod Crane?
Yeah. Okay.
Really?
Really? And you're in Sleepy Hollow?
And where's Brom Bones?
You know it better than just about anybody else. I wouldn't have known the other dude's name. Headless Horseman, Ichabod Crane, Sleepy Hollow. Those are the only phrases that stuck from that
Brom
story
Bones,
for me.
Katrina Von Witt?
Nope.
Nope. Okay.
Nope. None of it. But it's also, I mean, it's a decent show, and it hasn't been really scary since that first couple of bits, but maybe it'll be the demons are kind of scary, like that horned thing and eyes was pretty scary, making people kill themselves and like, you know, but it's, they need to just kind of get to it. They need the Scooby Gang together. They need to start fighting monsters of the week. Like, they just stop rehashing what's already happened.
Well, in fairness, we're, what, one or two episodes behind now?
Yeah. The way she's talking, I'm like, you're an episode or two behind.
We are.
Yeah, we're like 2 episodes
behind. Okay, we're 2 episodes behind.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm looking forward to the Scooby Gang getting all together. And not having the same conversation over and over and over again about...
You won't.
Okay, good.
You won't.
Awesome.
That conversation's done.
Also, what's the point of sealed records?
That was pretty funny.
Thank you.
That wasn't in that show, though. That was in Castle.
Yes, it was.
Thank you for reminding me, because I almost forgot to put that on my list. You're the best. Nope. So, yeah, we've been watching Castle.
Okay.
And we're caught up on Castle, right?
Yes.
We are caught up on Castle. So, so Beckett's little sojourn to D.C. didn't last very long. She got fired.
I'm not watching the show. So.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Because this is probably the last season. You should go ahead and wrap it up.
Oh.
Next week's going to be his favorite case ever, though.
What's that?
Because it's a guy that says he's from the future.
Okay.
And he turns and he's like, oh, this is my favorite case ever.
Nathan Fillion is the only reason the show is still on the air.
Oh, yeah.
The only reason for it to exist. The only reason for life
itself. They keep refusing to put Stan Akadic in, you know, very revealing outfits. Yes.
Yeah, they always hint at them like hooking up, but we never really see any of that. They're always like snuggly. I mean, you know, snuggly's okay. I know, we're just not getting a whole lot of heat.
Nikki Heat.
You're funny.
Lord of mercy.
It's ABC. I mean, really. If it was Fox or like USA Network or something like that, yeah, you're going to see some more.
I was fine with that whole storyline as it was developing, because you had that whole like, what will I do? Will I choose my career or will I choose my relationship kind of storyline?
Yeah.
But I'm glad that it's over. She's back at the precinct. They're going to be solving crimes. You know, the gang is all back together now. It can just finish out that way. You know, they're going to flirt and they're going to have misunderstandings and they're going to still have like those kinds of things that relationships have. I don't know. It's still a good show. We watched
Smallville
all the way to the end, so we're not sure as heck not giving up on Castle.
Okay.
But I have to say that my favorite police show on the air currently is Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Yeah,
and we were watching Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
I've recorded a couple episodes. I'm behind on that one, but yeah, what I have seen, it's damned funny.
Andy Samberg in kind of an understated but yet brilliantly funny comedic role. Jolo Trulio steals every scene that he is in. It's a great ensemble cast. They're the commander or
Andre
captain
Brower.
Or whoever he is. Yeah, he's super crazy funny.
And again, though, I have to say, without Andre Brower, this wouldn't have worked.
No, you don't think so?
No, you need the solid.
You need that one solid guy that's not silly in any capacity whatsoever.
But he still is funny.
Oh, he's funny.
He's just not silly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He brings the balance.
And I love one episode where, like, I can't read him. And just everything. No.
Deadpan.
I'm happier than anything I've ever been. It was the worst thing of my entire life. He's just complete deadpan.
He is excellent. He is really amazing. Very great. So we're enjoying Brooklyn Nine-Nine. That show. Yes. It's just funny and clever, and just I look forward to
there's
it.
There's some people that really don't like it.
Really?
I've heard a backlash for some people that we actually know. They're like, nope. And I'm like, really? Like, why? What did you not like about it? Like, well, there's no jokes. And I'm like,
yes, there are.
We're going to have to disagree
there's no rim shot type jokes of a laugh track, you know. No. There's none of that. If you can't tell a joke without the laugh track, enjoy SpongeBob.
I know when to laugh.
Enjoy SpongeBob.
Wow, SpongeBob.
That's
we've also been watching more Always Sunny in Philadelphia. This show is the most messed up show that's ever been on television. I feel like a worse person every time I watch it. I do. I feel like just tuning into it is making me a worse human being. I mean, like, this is a collection of horrible human beings doing crappy things to one another and others, whoever they come in contact with.
It is Philadelphia.
Oh, snap.
Yeah,
that's the Bruce.
I know some good people from Philly.
At GeekRadioDaily.com.
No, he went back to Maine.
Did he? He couldn't stand being that far away from Tom Brady? Really?
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is.
But no, just in general, wow, that show is just so messed up. We've also been watching like all of our favorite shows that have come back on TV. So like New Girl and The Mindy Project. Mindy Project is pretty funny. It's kind of all over the place, but that's Mindy. And
they have a new cast member this year who is the most inappropriate workplace person there is. Worse than you, even.
Yes. So
I'm pretty good at a workplace. Just, you know, not on the air.
But
it's so just he's that, like, he's completely
clueless.
Here,
I'm going to reenact the story. And then he grabs somebody's junk as part of reenacting the story, but still totally inappropriate. And just everything.
But it's locker room. We're in the locker room.
We're friends or whatever. He's just because he'll go like four or five lines without saying anything messed up and kind of lull you back into a false sense of security of him being a normal human being. And then all of a sudden, boom.
Yeah, it's really, he's bringing a nice extra comedic bit to it.
He's kind of like what Morgan sort of should have been, and he balances out Morgan some too. So that's just a funny show. And New Girl, you know, you never know who's going to be the funny one. Sometimes it's Schmidt, sometimes it's Winston, sometimes it's Nick, but it's just a good solid show.
And sometimes Zooey Deschanel will just open her shirt and there's a bra and she'll just jiggle a little bit.
Oh, okay.
It's a good episode.
That's always a good episode.
Cute. She's cute.
You can say whatever the hell you want.
We had this discussion.
We did. This has long been established.
I'm just saying. Well,
you even called her kind of hot when she had some kind of faux lesbianic gun action going on.
What?
That episode where they went to the cabin and they're shooting the guns and Nick's girlfriend at the time.
No. Missed that one.
Wow. Oh, yeah, that was a good one.
That was last season.
That was a good one.
It was Olivia Munn? It wasn't Olivia Munn.
It was Olivia Munn.
Was it? It was Olivia Munn showing her how to do the stance. And so you got her arms wrapped around her holding guns.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That was your highlight of the...
I believe you said, well, she was kind of hot there. I believe you said that. It took Olivia Munn and full lesbianism, but yeah.
Oh, whatever. We are one behind because I can't bring myself to watch it, but we've been watching Glee.
Yes.
And the one that we have on our DVR is the one where they say goodbye to Finn because Corey Monteith died.
Shut your dirty mouth, Bruce.
And...
All right, whatever.
Like, I just can't get in the mood to watch it. Like, right. It's just kind of like, if you come home at the end of a long day from work, you want to watch something that's fun, that's light, or something that's exciting, or, I don't, you know, I mean, all these emotions, you want to be evoked, but like... When you know you're going to cry, when you know it's going to be sad, it's just like, I just don't want to watch it. I don't know.
Just rip the Band-Aid off, watch it, get it done, over and done with.
Yeah. Need to do that.
Gonna have to, because yeah. Yeah, because I watched the first episode of the season, because I remember she said she was giving up on it. So I watched it, you know, because I wasn't giving up on it. And she's like, oh, I wanted to watch Glee. I'm like, I've already deleted it. You said you weren't watching it, so... So we had to go back and catch, but yeah, I'm not ready to say goodbye to Finn Hudson. I'm just not ready yet.
Yeah.
Not ready at all.
So, but we will at some point. I've also been playing more Injustice, and that's really, really, really fun. Like, really fun. And I'm not very good at it. Like, I can't do all the special moves. There's a place on every map where you can do a special kick away in A, and you can toss them through. Yeah, back at A. And you can put them through the map into a different section, like down a flight of stairs or into another room or through rock even. I mean, it's crazy. But I've only managed, I'm at level like 27 or 28. I've only managed to do it once. And
you're still kicking ass and doing it, so
I know,
good.
But it's just like, I'm just like, punch, punch, kick, punch, punch, punch. Then I, every now and then I can do like the
pimp
special,
flat.
The other special move. And all, I have to say, all of the double trigger, like bonus moves when your meter builds up all the way, those are all badass. Not a single one of those is there anything wrong with that. That's the one where Batman like kicks your butt and then he jumps up out of the way and the Batmobile comes and runs you over. And there's
she had a really good time with this one playing as Lex in the power suit. And Lex goes
to do his.
That's
possibly my favorite character.
And he comes up and like punches you a couple of times and holds his hands up and there's a satellite up in space that shoots down
he
a beam.
He pushes a button on his like bloop, 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 and he and a satellite beams like a ball of light and he throws it.
He throws
people.
Like a ball of red laser energy at you. It's crazy.
And then they zoom back out to the Earth and you can see this like
little mushroom cloud.
Awesome.
Almost like a spirit bomb there.
Kind of, yes.
Awesome. So I do better against characters that are close up fighters. Like it's really hard for me to beat like Green Arrow because it'll just stand back there and like shoot stuff at me and I'm like, stop it, I just want to punch you.
Get over here, bitch.
Yeah, I'm not as good with like the far away moves that each character have, but I'm better with the close-up moves, so I'm very much enjoying Injustice.
Grooving.
Yeah, I'm gonna leave like 8 gazillion things off my Geeky Week, but I played roller derby and the Outer Banks. It was outside. That was pretty fun. And yeah, I will chime in later. That has been my Geeky Week.
Cool.
All right, first thing I have to say is probably the geekiest thing on my week here. I went to a Quidditch tournament.
Okay.
Yes. My daughter is playing for the University of Richmond team. She's one of the only, you know, freshmen on the team. It's an interesting sport to watch.
I've seen pictures of it. You have to let me know next time they have one, because I would like to go.
I'll let you know. This was in Williamsburg. Actually, James said when we saw this. But, yeah, they played a tournament that was 8 teams, kind of round-robin at first, you know, A squad and B squad and stuff like that. But my daughter's team won. They won the whole thing, which is congratulations to her. But it's a really, really interesting sport to watch. And I will call it a sport because there's strategy involved, there are athletics involved, there's scoring involved, and there's possible injuries involved. So, hey, this is a sport. Nice. I will call it that. Have fun with this one. There are beaters and seekers and chasers and keepers, and then one person is the snitch.
A person is the snitch.
And what happens is the person who is the snitch comes from a third team.
So they can't be for or against one of the others.
Exactly.
Right. Okay.
So what they do is they make everybody close their eyes, drop their head down, and then the snitch and goes and runs. He's usually wearing all yellow and has a tennis ball attached to a sock on the back of his pants. So, and he goes and runs.
Okay.
And then they have two seekers that they'll, you know, send out like 5-10 minutes later to go find him. After 15 minutes, the snitch has to be back on the field. So that it's not constantly him just running around anywhere he wants to go. And the snitch can go anywhere he wants. He can go anywhere.
Oh, okay. So that doesn't have to be on the field.
That's
what you're saying.
Oh, yeah. He can go sit in his car. He can go have lunch. He can do whatever he wants to do. But 15 minutes later, he has to be back on the field. And cool. It's interesting watching them try to battle the snitch for the tennis ball that's in the sock and that's behind him. And the snitches are mean. They'll throw people down, steal the brooms, all that fun stuff. It's an interesting sport to watch.
You finally found your calling.
Yes, that's nice. Exactly what
nice.
I found here.
Nice.
it's the Fantasy Quidditch League.
Ooh.
It's got to be better than what I'm playing now.
It's like their Facebook page.
We'll get to that in a second.
I don't know what you're talking
about. Yeah, we'll get to that in a second. Most of the rules are the same. Of course, there's no flying. And the snitch is only worth 30 points. Not 150 like
what?
It is in the book. Because if you catch the snitch, that's pretty much everything else you're doing on the field doesn't matter.
Right.
So
right.
It's only 30 points, but it does end the game.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, it's an interesting sport. If you ever get a chance to watch Quidditch live, go do it.
Okay.
It's worth a fun time. I did get to see two movies this weekly period that we had here. This is the End.
Oh, this shit, I do want to see that.
I haven't seen it yet.
James Franco, Seth Rogen comedy.
Don't spoil it.
I won't. About the end of the world. This is a house party that turns into the end of the world. It turns into the rapture.
Ooh,
of the apocalypse.
So it's House Party 3.
House Party 4.
Oh.
Ooh, yeah, I know. The people play themselves, but they play different versions of themselves.
Yes.
Seth Rogen, Seth Rogen's playing Seth Rogen. All right. Danny McBride is a complete and total douchebag.
Shocker there that he's playing a douchebag.
He's playing a complete and total douchebag. And Jonah Hill might be gay.
Okay.
just from this, might be a little gay. Definitely completely effeminate, but maybe gay.
He's probably just bi like James Franco.
Yes, there are dick sucking jokes in this movie.
Shocker.
Shocker, right? There is a cameo.
Yeah, all of you quote unquote straight guys out there, the number of dick sucking jokes you do amongst your friends is really unnerving sometimes.
There's a cameo near the end of the film that will hurt your brain a little bit.
Okay. SpongeBob? No.
Oh, that would be even worse. But no, actually, probably wouldn't be worse. There's something happens at the very end that's fun to watch. But near the end of the film, there's a cameo that I'm serious.
Bad. As soon as I can actually rent it, and we'll be talking about that later, too.
But you do get to see Pineapple Express 2.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They're stuck in the house and they're bored.
What's down there? Is it a Rancor?
I'll give this 1-7 pants.
Nice. That's decent.
Pacific Rim 2. Pacific Rim. Sorry. Just
2?
2. All of a sudden, I saw the sequel they haven't made yet. This is a formulaic story.
Wow, these direct-to-DVDs are happening faster and faster.
Really? This is happening right now. It's direct now. What's happening now is happening now.
Had you seen this in the theaters? Pacific Rim?
No.
Oh, so this was your first time
with
it.
First time seeing
this, yeah. Okay. So, whoa. So, if you recall, my review was empty, vacuous fun.
This is a formulaic popcorn story movie with explosions and big robots. But once you get past that, the movie's pretty good.
It's fun. It's just it's that How It Should Have Ended website.
Yeah.
Have you seen the one for Pacific Rim?
Yeah.
That's all we could say, too. It's like, why don't we just... It's the same thing with the Voltron Blazing Sword. Why in God's name do you fight as the Lions? Why do you fight as Voltron? Yeah. Just form the Blazing Sword and get rid of the Zoid for the love of God.
Yeah, really.
Why are you wasting my time with this?
Yeah, we have to build up a little suspense. No, we don't. No.
But you see what I mean about Charlie Day and then Owen from Torchwood? How their characters are
just over the top.
They did not work for me on any level whatsoever.
God, what was his name? Hellboy.
Ron Perlman.
Ron Perlman.
Yeah.
He's kind of funny in this.
Sure.
He's kind of funny. He's, you know, he doesn't really have a point, but he's funny.
you know, I think he just had a nice quote for the movie, too.
Uh-huh.
Not really a point, but it was fun.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. If you can get out of the whole, this is not going to change your life type of movie, I still give it 7.5 pants.
No, it's a fun time and definitely worth seeing, but I really would like to have seen more of the, I would like to have seen this society. I would like to have seen that built up. I would like to see the kaiju and then, oh my God, this is awful, but then turn it into a sport to distract the masses. I think that would have been a more interesting film.
You know what? You that will probably be the sequel there.
The sequel, which is the prequel?
The sequel.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I could see that actually happening, but, you know, with the wall. that was a great idea, people. Let's see. Other things that are going on. The Blacklist. This is the James Spader television show.
We watched
the first episode. I got 3 sitting on the DVR. Uh-huh. Did it get better?
Yeah, it's gotten better. Right, James Spader,
I do want to get back to it.
James Spader is an excellent bad guy. Excellent.
Well, I think Mannequin taught us that a long time
ago. He doesn't play it over the top.
True.
But he's really, really good at what he does. But it's still, you want to root for him. You want to root for him at times because you know he does the shittiest things, but he does it for a good hidden reason that you get a little glimpse of here and there. So it's really it doesn't come out and state that, you know, he's doing it for this reason or doing it for that reason. You just get little glimpses here and there. It's like, okay, all right.
Little baby glimpses, little tiny baby little things.
Dings. Let's see. Did you see American Horror Story Coven?
Yes, I did.
Damn good, isn't it?
Now tell me if I'm wrong.
Okay.
You would like this one. You would absolutely like this one.
I don't know. It's not scary yet. It's not scary yet. I get the feeling they're kind of doing this. With the first two seasons they did of this, first two or three, two.
Two.
They kind of came out with it.
Yeah, they just jumped into it.
They jumped into it. Not
this looks like it's going to be a little more of a slow burn.
A little more of cooking up to the real good feast that it is going to be. Nothing super weird happened, but I'm still going to be a little freaked out. I know it's going to happen.
There's no way it's not. I think this is a great way to trick people as well because, I think it's going to... For people that have not jumped into it yet and they're jumping in here, like, oh, this is what everyone's been talking about? But yeah, 3 episodes from now, they're going to be corner balled up. But
yeah.
I think you should give... No. I think you should give the first of this season a try. I really do.
Well, there's the teenage girl who can kill people with her vagina.
Yep.
And she's not the creepy one of the bunch.
No, she's not. No, she's not. But again, Jessica Lange, everybody.
Oh, God, Jessica Lange.
Dear Jesus, Jessica Lange. That's the only reason this show needs to exist anymore. It's just so I can watch Jessica Lange be a more completely effed up, crazy ass person every year.
She's never going to be playing the good guy.
I don't think so.
I don't think she's ever going to be playing. You see Jessica Lange, and it's going to be, oh, wow.
I think it's in her contract. She's like, I want to chew the most scenery.
I mean, wouldn't you, if you had any control over it, wouldn't you want to just...
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, God, yeah. Craft service table? Fuck that. I'm going to chew some scenery.
But it's going to be a fun time. It's going to be a fun time. And the addition of Kathy Bates should be rather interesting to see how this all plays out. Oh, and it's down there in Nolens. So.
Okay.
So there you go.
They got to be dealing with witches this time in Nolens.
Is that why it's called a coven?
Yeah, I believe so.
See, I thought it was some kind of weird rapper sea oven.
Southern accent ever.
No, it's not. It's great. Let's see. Let's just go ahead and get into it now. Fantasy football. I'm doing okay. I'm going to say I am doing rather well this season. However, I do not trust those effing predictions. That
no! What? Okay, listen to me, Sam.
Yeah.
Sam did the same thing. Oh, the projections. I'm like, screw the projections.
Yes, yes.
The first week, who did he have sitting on the bench? Was it...
No, he had. I think he had Adrian Peterson.
Peterson on the bench because somebody else was like projected higher. I'm like, screw that! You should have enough sense in your head to know Adrian Peterson's who you're playing.
Yeah,
you're
exactly.
in second. You're 4-2.
Yeah, I'm
tied. Well, you're actually tied for first.
Tied for first.
Yeah.
Me, you, and three other people, I think, are tied for second.
Yeah.
And then there's
We're doing. I'm doing okay. I got no problem with it. But I keep the two times I've lost and the one time I won versus you. Flinstress.
Yeah, that was close.
It was stupidly close, and I lost points for the dumbest reasons. I have one of the best tight ends in the go ahead, make the joke now. I have one of the best tight end players in all of the NFL who scored 0 points.
That'll happen.
Zero. He did. Oh no, he didn't have a bad day. A bad day is like, ow, I got a split. No, this is like, hey, the freaking beer vendor could have scored me a couple freaking points. All right. The one time, it's like, hey, and one time this past weekend, the Billy and I were opponents, and I was projected to win by like 40 points at one time.
That was before I actually put the people on that I was going to.
That was actually during. That was during.
Whatever.
I was like,
screw the
projections. I got this. I got 40 points of a lead.
Projections mean nothing.
No. I lost by like 2 or 3 points. I'm like, son of a. Gotta be kidding me.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Any given Sunday, anybody could win.
I had two players last week score no points.
Oh, yeah. Rough.
Two.
That doesn't usually ever happen.
No, it doesn't. God damn it.
Appreciate that, too. That was
awesome. Yeah, I bet you do, man. And, of course, Tom Brady. Tom Brady did that last touchdown with 5 seconds left that gave me a fighting chance.
Yeah, I think it's hysterical that you have Tom Brady, not Sam.
I know.
And that it's not really working out for either one of you.
Yeah, no kidding.
Love that. Love that. And I love that the guy I picked up randomly in week two has been one of the most consistent quarterbacks for the entire
thing. Who do you have?
Stafford from...
New Orleans. No, not New Orleans. No. Detroit? No.
Yes. It's
Detroit.
The line. Yeah.
Yeah. God, New Orleans.
He's been putting up solid numbers.
God. I have Peyton Manning.
I have Michael
Vick.
But
I'm not winning the whole league, so.
Nope.
I have Michael Vick, and he's actually putting up decent numbers.
I thought he was hurt.
He is. But, last week, before he got hurt. He's putting up decent numbers. I can't complain about that. Let's see. Really quickly.
It's the Eagles.
Yeah. I can't reach for them. Let's see. Call of Duty Black Ops.
Okay.
I finally played it. I beat the game.
Why is it got to be Black Ops?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry. Plat Ops is not up. It's not an option there.
So you're going to go and get all the zombie expansions?
No.
Okay.
But
zombie
it was
zoo, zombie zoo.
But it was very funny that at the end of the game, you play as John F. Kennedy.
Yes, you do.
And you shoot zombies. I think that's hilarious.
Yeah, you do. The zombie expansion, you actually get to play as Danny Trejo, Sarah Michelle Gellar, Robert Englund, and I forget who the fourth one is, but George Romero is directing it, and they are all in the game.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah.
Oh, wow. So, let's see. Haven't started my new job yet. God damn, how that's going to happen. But I've been doing a whole lot of woodworking, doing projects and stuff like that.
Bet you have.
Yeah, it's just been fun and keeping myself from not going completely insane and killing people. So that's pretty much been my geeky week.
That's pretty awesome. All right, let's start knocking things off here. So video games. Mario and Luigi Dream Team for the 3DS. This is the newest Super Mario RPG, if you remember that back from the Super Nintendo kids. It's the Mario RPG, where the entire Mushroom Kingdom gang goes to visit some other land, and the princess gets kidnapped, not by Bowser.
What?
Which is funny when Bowser does show up going, hey, kidnap, that's my thing.
That's my contract.
I do. And he ends up working with the big villain on this. But yeah, it's a weird thing where Mario can enter the dream world through Luigi, who can open dream portals. And there is a dream version of Luigi in there, and you can interact with the world as this dream version of Luigi. It's a crazy thing, but it's a Super Mario RPG, and it's quite awesomely fantastic fun. The demo, the first episode's actually out, but I didn't realize that. I only played the demo. The demo for The Wolf Among Us, the Fables game from the Telltale people that made the Walking Dead game, there is a Fables game in which you get to play Bigby, Sheriff Bigby, and you'll be solving murders in the Fables universe, and it looks exactly
really pretty
like the comic.
Wow.
Ink style, art style, the everything exactly like the comic. You even played that.
I
did, and I liked it.
I can't download anything on my 360 right now anyway, because the cable I had that was routing from the router to my my Xbox got chewed up by my dog.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Wireless adapters. They're always
good time.
Yeah,
I know.
Good time. All right, a couple of movies. Let's see. Hitchcock, the Anthony Hopkins, Helen Mirren, and blink and you'll miss it, Ralph Macchio in there. Hitchcock. This is kind of a strange film. This is based on the book Hitchcock and the Making of Psycho, so it's about the making of Psycho.
Yeah.
And as an Alfred Hitchcock fan, there's a lot of this stuff that I did know. A lot of it's really cool to see, but there's stuff in here that I don't think they explain if you don't already know it. And I don't learn more about Hitchcock from this movie. You know, I don't learn, you know, why exactly he wants to do this, what his motivations are. However, I do think this makes a fascinating double feature if you watch this, then turn around and watch Toby Jones' The Girl, where he plays Hitchcock, and they're filming The Birds, and his... I think this sets up the crazier Alfred Hitchcock that's in that movie, but by itself, if you like Hitchcock, you like Psycho, you should watch it, but I was whelmed, I suppose.
It's kind of an in-story type thing. You have to be into it to
Into
it.
I think so. Maybe I'm missing it, maybe not, I don't know. Pulling a page back from the 80s... Thanks to many of the free movie things you can watch online.
Yeah.
Space Hunter, Adventures in the Forbidden Zone. You remember that, starring Peter Strauss, Molly Ringwald, Michael Ironside, Ernie Hudson. It was in that resurgence of 3D in the 80s. This was a year before she did 16 Candles.
Oh, God. I don't remember this.
You don't remember this at all? It's a completely generic action adventure. He's a bounty hunter, ends up meeting Molly Ringwald. They have to save the galaxy, whatever. It's completely pointless, forgettable. Speaking of pointless and forgettable, another page from the 80s, since I had pulled clips from it not too recently, I decided I had to go back and actually watch the 1982-83 teen sexploitation comedy Joysticks. You know, the sex comedy about an arcade. Because it makes perfect sense. Perfect sense. Arcades, kids, I know you can't grasp this. I know you cannot grasp this. But there used to be great big buildings that were nothing but arcade games and maybe a snack bar. Dave and Buster's is trying, but it wasn't a restaurant. It was maybe a snack bar.
Yeah.
Maybe. And the thing, and this is just, Joe Don Baker is in this as the big villain. It's bad. It's really bad. But what's awesome about it is seeing... Like scene changes. You know, when you scene wipe, a scene wipe is always pretty much always done by Pac-Man coming across the screen. You know, wah, 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 and that's the scene change.
Yeah.
But, you know, seeing, you know, games like Satan's Hollow and these classic arcade games is like, okay, yeah, I remember when this was kind of one of my favorite movies. Something that was not one of my favorite movies was Apollo 18, because it's Halloween time. It's time to start watching scary stuff.
Okay.
This is that found footage Apollo 18.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Turns out there was a top secret mission, and there was an Apollo 18 that did go to the moon, and now we somehow have the footage.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very interesting concept that is completely undone by its monster. Because it really does look like you're watching footage from NASA about these people, and the stuff when they get to the moon and in space looks really good.
Yeah.
But the characters are never developed, and the monster has got to be the silliest. If this was like a, if this was an episode of The Outer Limits,
yeah,
tighten this thing up to an hour, 45 minutes, would have been amazing. Would have been amazing. But as it is, it's like, Okay. Alrighty then. Mm. A much better found footage horror movie would be Troll Hunter, which I believe is a Swedish film. It's a group of college students who are making a documentary, and I learned so much about, I want to say it's Sweden, and if I'm wrong about this, I apologize. Their culture is amazing in the fact that there are a very limited number of bear hunting licenses given because the government monitors the bear population very carefully.
Okay.
So they're making a documentary about this and learn that there's this one guy that everyone knows does not have a bear license, but he's always out there where these guys are, and they think that he's illegally hunting bears. So the college student is like, well, let's go find out about him. And as it turns out, no, what he does is hunt trolls. And they're going to possibly do an American version of this, but you should watch this. It's a pretty damn good time.
Could be Gnome Hunter. That'd be really cool.
Crazy.
Garden Gnome Hunter.
Let's see. Also watched Rec 3. I love these. The American version was called Quarantine, and it's a piece of crap, so watch Rec. It was good. Rec 2. Rec I always called the greatest Resident Evil movie that was ever made. That's okay. Not Resident Evil.
Yeah.
Rec 2, I liked it, but I thought it was too much of the same and tried to give explanations to stuff, la la la. But the third one, I'm like, well, I got to try this. This one takes place at a wedding. We still got all the found footage stuff because you're watching all the cameras.
Yeah.
And then there's a moment in the film when shit goes crazy and monsters and stuff are going through.
Okay.
And one guy looks at the other guy's like, are you still filming? He's like, yeah, people have the right to know about this. And he's like, no, you shouldn't be doing this. Stop it. So they stop filming. and Bruce, that's 20 minutes into the film.
It doesn't mean the movie's over.
The movie's not over. Because 20 minutes in, they stop filming.
Yeah.
And then you have the rest of the movie. It turns into a regular horror movie after that.
Oh.
It's brilliant.
Oh, okay.
I love this movie. I always say whenever you can show me something in a horror movie I've never seen, I love.
Mm-hmm.
I saw zombies dispatched in a way I've never seen before. So, good times.
Was an egg beater involved?
No, but you'd be surprised how close you are.
Oh, wow.
You'd be surprised how close you are. You really would. I also decided to watch, for no particular reason, Silent Hill Revelations, the sequel to the Silent Hill film, in which not only is Sean Bean back in it, but spoiler... whatever. He actually makes it to the end of this movie as well. He made it to the end of two movies. Two movies. Sean Bean survived Silent Hill and Silent Hill Revelations. That's astounding. He dies in everything he's in.
Okay.
He dies in everything he's in. This is not as good as the first one. This contradicts the first one a lot. This one's just kind of messed up, and I didn't really care for it much at all. So moving on to a couple of TV shows. I did give the first two episodes of Dads a try.
Yeah?
The first episode was horrible.
Yeah, it wasn't great.
Absolutely horrible.
It was potential, but it wasn't there.
The second episode, it's still uneven, but I did find things... It was a lot funnier in this episode, but the whole premise of the show, them not getting along with their dads...
Yeah.
In the second episode, they solved how to do that.
Yeah.
So what the hell's the point of the show now?
You know what? I really think they're going to... Yeah, I want to give the show another shot. It's
and this is the most unrealistic we work at a video game company I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
We've got to have an idea right now, or we're not going to have a game for the holiday. Really, shut the hell up!
It takes years to make a game.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, whatever. So, and we've also been given the Michael J. Fox show a try. Have you tried this out?
Nope.
It's not the greatest show ever,
mm-hmm.
but it's a good time. It's got some moments, and it doesn't always revolve around, hey, look, I'm Michael J. Fox, and I have Parkinson's. There's some fantastic jokes about Parkinson's in it, which I think is awesome.
Like he throws something at his child at the beginning when they're at the dinner table.
Oh, yeah, he's like throwing it, and he just throws a piece of bread. He's like, sorry, Parkinson's.
Or he'll be like, if that was Parkinson's, we're all right. If that was not, we are not cool.
So yeah, not the greatest thing ever, but it's definitely worth a shot. Give it a try; you might like it. It's an interesting concept of how to do it, and I'm sure there's a ton of things that I've probably forgot. But for the most part, I'm gonna say that that's it right there.
From Alderaan to Krypton, from Castle Grayskull to the Gates of Mordor, from their lips to your basement, to your underground lair. It's GRD News.
Pub crawl.
Yay!
If you're just now catching up and I don't know, you've been under a rock or whatever, November 2nd is the pub crawl. We will start at Roller Derby at 7:00 p.m. And then as soon as the game is over, I will literally take off my roller derby gear and we will head directly to the bars.
Really?
I said gear.
You did.
You want me to leave my skates on and just skate around the pub crawl?
No, but everyone else still pictured you naked, so.
You did.
I know that you have more on than just the gear. Not everyone knows that.
No.
That.
No.
No.
I will take off the the pads and the helmets and the skates
okay.
and the gear and maybe change into a clean shirt and then we will go maybe. drinking.
Now, what's the crazy thing about this evening?
The crazy thing is, for the first time ever, the roller derby after party yeah. is at Fallout.
Oh, really?
So we can go drink everywhere and then catch up with everybody.
Catch up with everyone at the roller derby after party at Fallout. Fortuitous. Bitches. The theme is leather and lace, yep. so it's pretty much just sexy hot stuff that you want to wear.
So if you can wear some leather lace.
Oh, I have a perfect outfit, actually.
Do you?
I do. I have lots of cute stuff. So, yay, that'll be fun. So that is the theme. And so the roller derby is at the Greater Richmond Convention Center. If you're on Facebook, all of the information is in the event in the GRD Facebook page. And so you can also email flinstress@geekradiodaily.com if you have any other questions about it. It's going to be super fun. If you're not planning to come to Richmond that weekend, you need to change whatever plans you have and come.
Well, I was gonna go to Tibet, but sure, I'll come down to so that'll be a good time.
You can always go to Tibet.
Always.
Tibet's always
gonna
be
wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek news.
Take a look at the world from a geeky point of view. So, pirates.
Arr.
Yeah, pirates. According to movie studios. They're just cheap scum stealing the profits from everybody.
Yes.
They're horrible. Urgh. Horrible people.
Horrible.
Well, there's a website called piracydata.org, which tracks the most pirated movies of the week. And what's interesting is they've shown that the top 10 most pirated movies currently are ones that you cannot stream nor rent. And most of them you can't even buy at this point. There's 1, 2, 3, 4... 6 of them you can buy digital versions of,
okay.
but you can't buy a DVD, you can't buy a Blu-ray, you can't stream it, and you can't rent them. So what they've been tracking and what it looks like is, you know what, people actually pirate movies that they can't watch otherwise. So Hollywood, if you'd like us to stop pirating, maybe you should start to do this, because the sales of DVDs and even Blu-rays, DVDs of course are just plummeting.
Yeah,
but Blu-rays are not faring much better because people like you and I, we skipped Blu-ray.
Mm-hmm.
We've just gone, the
digital download.
Or we'll continue to rent DVDs.
Yeah.
And so, since everybody now, you can push a button and basically just watch a movie.
Yeah, yeah.
The concept of,
On demand and Redbox and Netflix instant streaming and all these things.
I don't
need to own anything.
Yeah, so, if you can't do that... Why do I want to spend $15 to $20 on a movie that I probably just want to watch
once or twice, two
times?
Yeah.
Stop it. Stop it. Let's not go back to DivX. I'm not saying that.
DivX was wrong because you had to physically have something in
exactly.
your house. Exactly. But it was right in that you don't need to own anything.
Exactly. Very, very much so. So that's exactly why. That's why we are, that's why people are pirating. It's interesting you should say that because, This Is the End is the number 10 movie right now.
Okay.
That... You can't actually rent that one.
Yeah.
Digitally. You can't. It's not available for streaming.
Okay.
But you can rent it digitally.
Through the Redbox or? Oh, you don't know.
Digitally.
Oh, Fios.
Things like that. Yes.
Right.
For
they have where you can pay
$15
it.
Bucks,
yeah.
You can rent the movie because it's not on DVD yet. You can go ahead and straight up buy it digitally. But currently, yeah. So it's like Hollywood. We're going
to
leave you
Stop
behind.
Stop trying to milk every single penny out of us and just, be reasonable.
Damn right. Damn right.
I've got science news, as I am wont to do. We always like to go to other planets and study them in their composition.
I'm going on Tuesday.
Yeah. You know what? I'm always trying to go to Mars, trying to go to all these different places. Well, beyond the politics of why we're not doing things in science.
Beyond the sun.
Scientists who have wanted to study the clouds on Mars have found a way to figure out what they're made of and then recreate the circumstances here on Earth in a cloud chamber so that they can actually study what's going on in Martian clouds.
Let's not do that in the general public. That's a science fiction film waiting to happen.
Oh, no, it's the other Sci-Fi Channel's already working.
You might think they were just like regular clouds. I mean, because they have a similar makeup.
No, they're red.
But they either have carbon dioxide, water-based ice crystals. It's hard to know the precise conditions. So researchers at MIT have recreated Mars-like conditions with a cloud chamber, and it's in Germany, and they adjust the temperature the relative humidity to make it simulate Mars. It's a really pretty cool article, and if you're into sciencey stuff, you should check it out. But yeah, it's just kind of cool. So we can't necessarily get to Mars, so we're just going to attempt the best that we can to recreate it here on Earth.
Which is what the evil alien overlords really want us to do.
Yes, we terraform our own planet.
Damn it.
Okay, an investigation into the potential addictiveness of high-fat and high-sugar foods have found that Oreo cookies activate more neurons in the pleasure centers of a rat's brain than cocaine does.
Well, yeah.
But does this really mean that certain foods are more addictive than hard
Oreos.
Drugs?
Yes, yes,
These findings, which will be presented by Joseph Schollender at the Society of Neuroscience Conference in San Diego next month, show, which quite alarmingly, that some high-fat, high-sugar foods simulate the brain in the same way that drugs do, if not more so, by measuring the expression of a protein called C-Fos in the brain of rodents. Researchers confound that cookies are activated more neurons in that region of the brain associated with pleasure than the cocaine did. Okay?
Well, cocaine. Although Rick James did like it. Well, yeah. He quoted it was a hell of a drug.
Yeah. This research apparently helps to explain why some people can't resist those type of fast foods, despite they know how bad it is for them. On a side note, Schroeder told Today.com that he hasn't touched an Oreo since the experiment and that the rats prefer eating the creamy center first.
Who doesn't?
Yeah, that's just how that
works.
I
ate the whole cookie.
It's nice that science proves the way that things really work. No science.
Nice, nice. That's very clever of them. So thank you for that science. We appreciate it. And that's what's going on in the news. And if you'd like to know more about it, please come follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and sure, even the forums at geekradiodaily.com. Right, gang? Right? Huh? Huh? Wouldn't that be awesome?
We're on Facebook and Twitter.
And the forums at geekradiodaily.com. It's so cool.
Looks like you've got mail waiting.
It looks like we're only going to be able to play one button at a time. It really does look like that. Okay. I don't know why. Dear GRD, what is this sports ball you speak of? It makes no sense. You were speaking gibberish for several minutes. Oh, Sleepy Hollow is a ripoff of New Amsterdam mixed with Grimm and Haven. I will not watch it because of this and because the simple fact it's on its premiere episode, they referenced it in a bones when a character goes, man, it's getting late. I hope Sleepy Hollow is recording. No, fluff that. Fluff it in its big mouth bass.
Wow.
And that's from Ryan.
Hi, Ryan.
Who apparently is not happy with that. New Amsterdam. I remember that. I kind of remember that show. Kind of remember that was on. But yeah, it's definitely a mishmash of lots of other
things.
Yeah,
but so is everything else.
That's true. So, well, damn. That's crazy when you put it like that. So if you'd like to drop a note, please do. It's podcast Billy Flynn, the Bruce Flinch Result at geekradiodaily.com. Or, of course, you can send a voicemail to
510-GRD-CREW.
To where now?
510-GRD-CREW.
Apes don't read philosophy.
Yes, they do, Otto. They just don't understand it.
You know, if you'd like yourself some literary works, but you just don't have that time to read, people can read it to you.
Really?
Yeah. Fiction. Nonfiction.
Ooh.
Any type of subject matter you could possibly want, and you can get it all for free.
Free?
Over at patiobooks.com. In fact, they have such amazing things like...
Well, you have Firmware Hijacked. In the city of a thriving metropolis encompassing a third of a billion souls, a man can change his world as easily as crossing the street. It's a place of a million cultures and a world in microcosms. For some, it's their last hope for survival. For others, it is their playground. For others, it is their hunting ground. Isaac Sorensen is a talented hacker, a doctorate in applied network theory, trusted employee of the British telecom Sprint. He lives in a world where 90% of his fellow sins can only imagine, and he has a problem.
I can only imagine.
His health is failing, his job is on the line, his world is crumbling around him. He wants out, and the street is his only escape. What will happen when the life you dreamt of is killing you? What will you dream? What will you do when you find out? When you find yourself hijacked.
Oh, snap.
Well, okay, the one that I'm about to read for you now has some of the best character names that I've ever read. I think maybe they did this Mad Lib style, but I'm really digging it. Yeah. It's called Virtual Danger by Teal McClanahan. I mean, his name is Teal McClanahan. The third.
Yes, let's get this right.
Okay. In order to implement a radical copyright enforcement scheme, Villain requires one of the robot's core components, and he'll stop at nothing to get it, even deactivating robot and murdering Glitter Fairy when she gets in his way. Without affording Death Noodle the opportunity to recover from the loss of his two best friends, Noodle's UN handlers force him to choose between handing over a robot's body to be dissected by government scientists or tracking down and defeating Villain all by himself. with a heroic journey that puts Death Noodle through the settings, technology, emotional, and philosophical quandaries reminiscent of The Matrix, Johnny Mnemonic, Inception, The Prestige, Total Recall, that kind of thing. Virtual Danger delivers all the fast-paced writing and high-stakes action you've come to expect from a book in the Death Noodle Glitter Fairy Robot Saga. Yes, Robot Saga. The Death Noodle Glitter Fairy Robot Saga. Whew. Will Death Noodle be able to save his friends, protect the internet, and prevent the collapse of civilization? Or is he really just a noodle incapable of going solo? That's Virtual Danger by Teal McClanahan III.
Sorry, I got stuck when you mentioned Johnny Mnemonic. I wondered if there was going to be a talking dolphin in this. Hey, Joshua Jared Scott's The Coal Hole. And apparently, you've got to pay the toll troll if you'd like the coal hole. Following more than 20 years of conflict, a pair of brothers come to terms, putting aside the troubles of their past, and both families jump at the chance to spend the summer together in the mountains of Pennsylvania. Aw. At first glance, all seems pleasant and benign. But there are secrets lurking about the small town. Talk of foul cults and human sacrifice. The locals largely consider this nonsense, even with a handful of disappearances over the years and several unexplained deaths. Yet, there are those who believe individuals who are prepared to do whatever it takes to rid their home of this darkness, an evil that is more ancient and powerful than they can imagine. Dun dun dun!
Oh no!
Which would be the coal hole, which I'm sorry, I didn't mean to sully that with my mention of the troll toll. But yes, this and so many other fantastic things are available absolutely for free all the damn time!
Yeah, thank you, Evoterra, for doing that for us!
You're such an awesome guy.
When you're not drinking beer and eating sausages.
There's a time when he doesn't?
Well, not in August.
You can find out when you go to patiobooks.com. So, hey, we're going to be right back to talk about some kind of spooky celebration of fall or whatever the hell they call it nowadays. So, hold that thought.
Wake up. Go to work. Work. Come home. Eat dinner. Rot your brain out. Go to bed. Lather. Rinse. Repeat. Are you tired of an old humdrum life? Tired of things that just weigh you down and depress you? Wouldn't you rather just focus on things that are awesome? Tune into Nutty Bites. Find out what's awesome. Nutty Bites. NIMLAS.org/blog.
Hi, this is Brad Dourif, and you're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
Yep. Lame-o Halloween babysitting again. Well, this guy has been following me around all day. I know. I'm lucky. What was that? I think that's him outside right now. Oh my god, the lights just went out. He turned off the power! Creepy, more like sexy. He's setting the mood for us. He's so romantic. Oh my god, he wrote me a song. Listen. What? Call the police? Really? You just wish you had a guy standing outside your window who turned off your power while wearing a mask and wrote you a song. Look, I gotta go put my face on. In here! Ooh! You're so manly! Breaking things. Let's go upstairs. Your voice is so deep. Such a turn on. Now you wait here a second while I try on something a little more comfortable.
And that's every horror movie ever made.
He's gonna give her the meat cleaver, if you know what I mean.
Oh, no.
Oh, Bruce.
Now, actually, if you go find that, it's Halloween romance, whatever. It's on Funny or Die. Mm-hmm. There's another minute and a half of that, and the ending is totally worth it. The ending is totally, totally worth it. So, hey, kids.
Hey.
It's spooky time with Count Floyd.
Ooh, huh? Spooky.
Spooky. So, yeah, everyone's getting ready because it is the Halloween. And so right away, I got to ask you this right now in front of everyone in the world.
Okay.
Decorations? Is there any point here, this house? Because it's kind of sad.
It's kind of spooky already.
I keep wanting to ask our neighbors, like, if they do any kind of decoration. I haven't seen anybody put anything up. I mean, there's a lot of kids that live in our neighborhood. So we did save some Halloween decorations, I think, from our old house. We used to go, like, all out.
We did.
And I'm really worried about, like, the people in our neighborhood who go up to our new neighbors and are like, where are the Jell-O shooters?
Yeah.
Yeah, those people.
Because they used to have, like, jello shooters and all kinds of candy, and I don't know. I mean, maybe they'll decorate, maybe they won't. Probably
not. No, they will not. So it's going to be sad, and the people are going to be like, wait, isn't this the house of the jello shooters? And that's all they're going to hear all night long. And they're going to have to go ask for people, what, these people were giving away jello? I hope they're very offended by that, too, for some reason. I don't know why.
Why?
But I don't know why, but I kind of hope that they are. Yeah. Because they'll never be as cool as we were.
Okay.
And right there, that, they're cool starting enough. They think they fit in, they think they belong, and everyone's going to come up and be disappointed that they're there and not us. So that's going to be kind of awesome. You don't have what I'm looking for, damn it!
They don't have the full-size candy bars either. What we're going to be talking about, we're talking about costumes. And I have a couple of questions for the panel and for, you know, for the, you people listening outside.
You mean you people?
Just because I want to hear that.
Okay.
All right. When it comes to costumes, which is better between the two? An obscure costume or one that everyone is going to know?
You're asking me?
Yeah, I'm asking both of you.
Well, considering we went to a zombie party like last year, 2 years ago, dressed as Fido, and most people just saw us as zombies and had no idea, mm-hmm. but the one or two people that did know,
yeah.
it's the same as my humor for the three people who get it.
Yep. Okay.
I don't know. I mean, I prefer something in between, and I know that I'm not exactly answering your question of would you rather, but I don't play by the rules. Rules are for
you never do.
But hence you want something that's,
one or the
that's
other.
Recognizable enough that... But not instantaneous, like not like, oh, everybody thought of that. That's not clever. You want something that people have to think about just a little bit, and then they go, oh, that's super clever. So somewhere in between.
Because again, dude, whatever your real name was at Dragon Con, dressed as Zap Rosdauer, that was brilliant. Effing brilliant. So.
All right. An easy one. Store-bought or handmade?
Combination. You take some store-bought pieces and take some of your regular stuff or some handmade stuff. You weave mm-hmm. those together because unless you're willing to spend thousands of dollars, I don't think you can buy something from a store that's going to do it.
Even if it's not thousands of dollars, really good-looking Halloween costumes that are store-bought are expensive. Like
crazy.
They exist, yeah. certainly, yeah. but they're very expensive. Well, even in the $80 to $90 range, I mean, that's maybe not that bad, but it's still more than most people can just afford to spend on Halloween.
Because for all the Green Lantern outfits I've ever seen, I would still just want my ring as opposed to any of the ones they've had that come
yeah.
with the...
Because mm-hmm.
they're all the plastic ones.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's...
All right. A new costume or one that you've used before?
For Halloween?
Yeah.
For Halloween, going to Halloween parties, generally something I haven't wore before. Because otherwise, I'm just always going to be in my steampunk outfit. Thank you.
Yeah.
Cons, screw it. That's a great outfit and you'll love seeing me in it.
Similar to our spoilers episode, except the opposite, that... enough. Yeah. If enough time has passed,
it's exactly then the you same, can wear.
Then you can rewear a costume that you've worn before. So I would say maybe like 4 or 5 years, or if you've moved, or if you have different friends. Essentially, it's like if you're going to the party, a certain people's party, and you've worn the outfit for that group of people, then you can't wear it again. Also, if there were a lot of pictures taken and it was on Facebook, you can't wear it again. But if it's been like 3 or 4 years,
there's a diagram involved with this somewhere.
There is.
There is actually like, a computer database program. I'm that sure tracks yeah. how many times you've
an
worn
algorithm.
It to wear.
But no, for example, like we had some friends that had a party this past weekend and I couldn't go because I was out of town or whatever, and I could have worn a costume that I had worn for something else I don't know. Now I'm just talking in generalities. Mm-hmm. But you can do it, but it has to be appropriate.
For instance, years and years and years ago, we saw one of the cleverest things ever. There's a guy there. And he's like, oh, so you're not wearing your Halloween outfit? Because, you know, he's just got on his suit and tie or whatever, yeah. and, you know, his glasses, whatever. And then he just, he opens, the shirt's unbuttoned, he opens yeah. it up, and there's a Superman shirt. We're like, oh, brilliant. He's like,
yeah.
he's like, yeah, I do this every year. You know, I always end up at a costume party. So I just throw this on underneath and come straight from work. And I'm like, oh, now I think you're lame.
Yeah,
now
exactly.
I think you suck.
Yeah, now it's not so good anymore.
He does that at every party he goes to.
Yeah.
And that's lame.
That's kind of
That's lazy. Just lame.
Yeah.
It's not putting in any kind of effort. But that's the thing. You know, there is such a thing as too much effort, and then there's not enough effort.
Okay. Next one. A big, over-the-top costume or a smaller, less obnoxious one?
You mean physical size? A costume that's physically huge is annoying.
I mean, you've gone all out. You've handmade everything.
Oh.
Something big, elaborate, or just something, you know, small.
Well, nothing's more annoying than wings.
Yep.
Like a costume that has wings. You try to walk through like the dealer room at a convention and you get around near somebody who has wings, or if the party is kind of crowded. Because wings, you're not used to the size of that behind you. And so it's just...
You have no context for it.
No wings.
You can't feel them, so you don't know what you're doing.
And people only allow but so much space for you to walk by. And if you got wings, they're getting bent.
Single most annoying.
If you're that jackass from Starfest 2 years ago who was walking around on all fours as one of the dragons from How to Train Your Dragon, you're an asshole, okay? It was busy. We're trying to walk, and you can't see. If you're three people back, you can't see that guy, and everyone's going slow, and you try to break through because you're going to go the fast way.
Yeah.
And you almost end up stepping on this jackass who's walking on all fours through a hallway at a con.
Well, cons and Halloween have a lot in common, but...
But now, if you show up at my place and you're going to walk around on all fours, I'm sorry. You're going to get shit spilled on you.
There is such a thing as too much.
You're going to get kicked. Yeah, all that.
Now, that being said, I have a couple of friends who have some very elaborate... Like, I have a friend that has a working Inspector Gadget costume where stuff comes out of the hat. And, like, I mean, like, that's just friggin' cool. Well, she has a hot tub. The same girl wears a bikini top for the top and has a hot tub for the bottom that actually has like water in it and everything.
Wow,
kind of cool. And didn't Damien have a really badass scarecrow outfit like a year or two ago with like glowing green?
So here's the thing: if you put a lot of effort into making it look like movie accurate or like details, yes. If you spend a lot of time and effort, potentially money, on making it look just really, really, really good, yes. But big physical size costumes? No.
You just make sure you can move in it. Yeah. You know, you can
like
move around.
I don't
want
to stand next to Sharknado.
No, but if you've got the little stuffed shark with the chainsaw sticking out, that's fine.
Yeah.
Carry that around. That's awesome.
Okay, those are the questions I had. Nothing else? That's it.
Well, that transitions pretty well into what I prepared for today. Talking about kind of like what Halloween costumes we anticipate seeing out in the party circuit. You know, what people are going to be at the party circuit. Like, we're like some... No, I was thinking of like back in the day in England when people would go to different parties, but different things that you think you're definitely going to see.
I got one.
What?
Miley Cyrus and that teddy bear.
Yep, you can actually buy it. I've seen it places. Yeah. And somebody goes as her and somebody goes as Robin Thicke in the Doppler effect suit.
No, they should go as Beetlejuice.
Yeah. I'm looking for it.
God have mercy. And ladies, I need to tell you this now. There is a standing rule. If you stick your tongue out, that means you have to use it. And if you stick it out at someone, you have to use it on the person you've stuck it out at. So let's not do this Miley Cyrus bullshit, because all night long, that's all. Yeah, just so you know. Just so you know.
There's also...
Miley Cyrus is goddamn annoying, so thank you.
A camel costume so you can run around going, Hump Day!
Yep.
Hump Day!
Yeah, that's not going to be annoying.
Various characters from television shows and movies, you know.
There's going to be Walter White. There's going to be quite a few Walter
Whites. There'll be a lot of Gatsby, Flapper type of outfits, possibly, maybe. Star Trek.
Star Trek doesn't usually get a whole lot of costumes from. They're not big on the flamboyant... The look everybody can easily recognize.
Superheroes, you'll see. Pirates are classics. You always see that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I think that you'll also see What the Fox Say. There's going to be, I'm sure, just like people from that one.
Are you not upon...
Ring, ding, 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 ding. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Bruce doesn't know memes so much.
Well, it's going to definitely, I think, like, it'll be meme-y. I mean,
the Drew Carey show.
That would be
the party
be cool.
That we are going to, and I'm looking for the other one I was looking for. Oh, here it is. The party that we're going to is a superstition theme. One of the parties we're going to is a superstition theme. Mm-hmm. So, like, that's kind of a hard one to sort of come up with a costume for.
I have one. It hasn't impressed anybody when I've told them, but I think it's brilliant.
Okay. I'm trying to remember what yours is. See, I don't even remember.
I'm not going to tell everybody now because they'll steal it.
Oh.
It is one of the superstitions, and it's a way of making a costume out of it. So, yes.
Oh, okay. Well, then you might also see people dressed as like the royal couple with a baby, or Orange is the New Black, like people in that kind of costume.
Yes.
Stuff to do with the government furlough.
Yep. You're going to have the popular, whatever's currently popular within the last month in the news. You know, years ago it's hanging chads and this and this. So they're going to have...
Oh, that was years ago.
Years. So exactly. Years ago, you're going to have that. And now this is going to be, my costume was furlowed. You know.
Yeah.
I have a costume, my costume
was furlowed.
Yeah,
someone's going to have a name tag that says that or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably.
Let's see. Duck Dynasty is going to be big this year. I know.
People,
there are Duck Dynasty Band-Aids.
Yeah. Oh, Walmart has an entire Duck Dynasty section.
I know.
Books a Million had a Duck Dynasty
Yes,
table.
They did.
Like those people.
Yeah. Think about that. At a bookstore.
Okay. Now, the people who are actually on the show, a couple of them are intelligent individuals. Okay? We have one of the older people on the show of Duck Dynasty. I've never seen the show. Was Terry Bradshaw's was the quarterback for his college team before Terry Bradshaw was.
It's okay. Another fake show, people. It's okay. Not a real show.
It's not real.
You can go to the thrift store and you can get stuff to look like Macklemore. You'll probably see that. A lot of people are obsessed with like Candy Crush and Grumpy Cat and all that kind of stuff, so I'm sure you'll see some of that. Yeah. I mean, Gangnam Style was like the one.
That was last year.
You'll still see one or two of those this year.
It's just kind
of
hanging around. Hey, when does a costume go completely out?
Completely out?
Yeah. I mean, when you get a costume idea like Psy from the Gundam Style stuff, when is that just dead? When is that useless as a costume?
It should have been useless 3 months later, but this is probably the last year you can get away with wearing your Psy outfit unless he manages to come back with something else, which is unlikely.
Yeah, because basically you're not coming out with the crisscross outfit, you know, and nobody's going to recognize that one right
now. Especially because one of them is dead. Unless one of them was a zombie and the other one was not, then that would actually be pretty clever.
Jump. That's
wrong.
Wow.
Otherwise,
too soon?
otherwise, yeah, you need enough time to pass for it to come back and be kind of interesting. Yeah, retro, I suppose, is the word for it.
Because now you could wear a Beetlejuice costume, and people would get it. However, like 10 years ago, a Beetlejuice, it's that dead area that you can't wear that costume.
Okay, I could see that.
A year or two after the movie came out, yeah, great. And the dead area.
Well, you had the cartoon there.
But the cartoon's been gone for so long.
That's true.
So it's kind of dead. And now you can bring it back, so because it's retro.
Okay, I could see that. I still think
we'll see a lot of people get mileage out of their Avengers costumes. I mean, you know, and Batman. I think Batman. Oh, yeah. Everybody wants to be Batman.
There is that.
Of course you want to be Batman. If you get a chance to be Batman, be Batman.
See, how are you going to be one of your agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. since they're basically just wearing suits?
Yeah.
You get a bunch of you together wearing suits and get your one Ming-Na Wen looking tight leather outfit, lady.
Well, you know, if I can get one of those, that's not so bad.
You've come a long way from As the World Turns, Ming-Na Wen. A long way.
Let's see. Do you want... groups are always impressive.
If you can get a group costume together.
Yes.
Yeah.
Are always impressive if you can be a different group.
You'll probably also... Yeah, I was going to say...
If you can be something that you haven't seen... You know, the group from Anchorman. You're not expecting them to be costumes.
Okay.
You've seen it.
Right.
We've both seen it.
Yeah.
But you're not expecting that coming out. Yeah, you're kind of expecting an Avengers. You're kind of expecting an X-Men. But, you know, the cast of Archer. You don't see that coming, but it's like that would be great.
That would be
who has a black friend? I'm just kidding.
Well, like
that's Flinstress at geekradiodaily.com.
I have plenty of black friends. Thank you very much.
I have plenty of black friends.
Someone would make a pretty good Lana.
Any of them named Token? Well, you go with that now.
No.
Oh shit! South Park is back. Damn it.
Yeah.
Again, Starfest, they had probably the greatest group costume I think I've ever seen. It was Big Bang Theory, where they're all dressed as the Halloween outfits from the Halloween party they went to.
Oh, my God.
You had a Doppler effect. You had a Hobbit. Yeah, God. It was...
That is really...
That's meta.
That's
like a costume within a costume.
Yes. That's amazing.
And like 1 year at Dragon Con, when we saw the Scooby-Doo gang, but like, you know, as... real zombie vampire hunter post-apocalyptic.
I've seen them. I saw them last year.
That's always cool. And, you know, you're always going to want to get your friends together and like be the Justice League, but then, goddammit, everybody wants to be the Flash. Everybody wants to be the Flash.
Nobody wants to be Aquaman. Aquaman sucks, man.
Yes, go ahead.
Injustice, Aquaman is kind of a badass in Injustice. I was like, all right, go ahead, Aquaman. I was like, oh, they're going to have him take out Superman. Wouldn't that be cool? Wouldn't that be freaking cool if Aquaman is who saves the day here? Because he's just, I mean, he calls forth these massive beasts from the sea. And Aquaman is just a badass.
Could be deluge!
See, that's just too easy a joke, man.
I know.
There's a fantastic comic that's a crossover with Aquaman and Etrigan the Demon.
Oh, Daft Punk is another one you're going to see.
Oh,
yeah,
you're going to see a lot of Daft Punk.
Oh, yeah.
Especially by your douchebag friends. Your douchebag friends are absolutely going to be dressed as Daft Punk. And if you're like, but I've got a Daft Punk outfit, then you're the douchebag friend. Yeah. I want you to know that.
Oh,
I want
man.
You to know that. You're the
just
douchebag
call
friend.
People out like that. What's wrong with
I'm just
you?
Saying. Yeah. I'm
I mean,
just
you
saying.
Could see maybe some good Game of Thrones, maybe some, you know, some really...
So anybody going to be these?
There'll be a lot of Darnarius.
The Mortal Instruments people. Did that movie bomb bad enough?
Where
we're not going to see that.
I think the movie bombed pretty badly.
Oh, that actually did come out.
I forgot.
Yeah,
it did.
Well, yeah.
So did the sequel to Percy Jackson.
Yeah.
No, that hasn't come out yet.
Hasn't
really?
Or maybe it has.
I don't know.
I have no idea.
I don't care.
They better have, because I remember seeing previews for it like mad. And if it still hasn't showed up yet, that means I've got to watch this
now.
Previews again.
Yeah.
It's out right now?
I mean, it's currently out in the theaters, yes.
Oh, it means nobody saw it.
Okay, exactly.
You get stuff like that.
Oh, wait, no, it came out in August. Never mind.
Thank you! The Bad Grandpa.
July 19th, Bad Grandpa. Someone is absolutely going to be doing that.
Oh, that'd be great.
But you're going to need the kid.
You're going to need the kid.
So unless you have a little
short person friend. Yeah. And if you do, you might as well dress him as a Lannister, because that'd be even better.
Damn, it feels good to be a Lannister.
Damn, it feels good. They always pay their debts.
Damn right they do. Damn right they do.
I want the Game of Thrones zombies. Everybody who's been killed in Game of Thrones is a group.
Stark and
Everybody from the Red Wedding died. Just zombied.
So we're still going to see a bunch of zombies then, right? Because Walking Dead is still big enough, and
you can always take a character and make them dead.
Well, please, go the extra step. If you're going to get together with your friends and be the Justice League, be Zombie Justice League.
Marvel Zombies?
Be Marvel Zombies.
Oh.
Except a lot of them wear, you know, masks over their face so you can't really see it. Because you're Spider-Man Marvel Zombie. You'd have to have, like, the ripped mask so you could see.
The zombie stuff.
But, I mean, something interesting. We're still going to see some Ash from Evil Dead?
Yeah, probably. You'll see Adventure Time. You'll see
Adventure Time,
the grown-ups. You'll see that
regular
kind of stuff,
show.
Yeah. Ugh, regular show.
Yeah, regular show. Adventure Time, I love a lot. What about My Little Pony?
You're actually probably going to see a few ponies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Guys or girls, mostly. What do you think? You don't care?
I don't care.
Bruce is an equal opportunity pony lover. That's what we just heard.
No, no.
That's what you just said.
I didn't say lover. I said equal opportunity.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. So what's a costume you'd like to see that you've never seen? Ooh, how's that one for you?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Thank you. I stumped everybody.
Yes. Beyonder.
Well, no, I like...
No,
Beyonder.
I've seen that one.
Have you?
Yeah, I have.
You saw a Beyonder outfit?
Yeah.
Wow, where?
It was at Dragon Con.
Oh, of course it was.
Yeah. In the white, like, disco-looking outfit.
Okay.
Yeah, that
okay.
one. Oh, jeez Louise.
I just really like one where you have to think about what it is, but then you get it. Not an obscure reference per se where it's like, oh, I just haven't seen that movie, but something that I get, but like I don't get right away.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we saw, and I was the only one that knew who it was. It was awesome. There was a Will Graham from Hannibal at Dragon Con, because he's standing there and he's got like the weird demented figure that he sees in his dreams sometimes holding a piece of paper that is a very messed up drawn clock. And if you don't watch the show, you have no idea what that is. But I stopped, I'm like, what is this? And I looked at the paper, I'm like, oh, that's good. That's really good. So, yeah, that'd be kind of cool. You know, I've seen tons of Scooby-Doos. I've never seen a Scooby-Dum.
No, I haven't either.
I've never seen a Scooby-Dum.
Right. Yeah.
Nobody
wants to see Scrappy-Doo. Nobody wants to see
the closest
Scrappy.
I think we've seen that.
Power!
Oh, God.
Only if he's dead. Only if he's dead on a spit. That'd be great.
We'll probably see some Carries. Post-Blood,
Yeah, the remake of Carrie is going to be out in time.
Have we vented about that yet? Has that been officially on the Garrity show?
I don't think it has been.
I don't remember. Okay. The trailer for the new version of Carrie.
We did vent about this.
Everything. Okay, fine.
And can we also say that I know this movie
is... I hate it so much, I wanted to vent twice.
This movie is not going to work at all because the opening scene is not going to be anywhere as good as the opening scene with Brian De Palma. No, it's not. Thank you.
I'd like to see a machete, but not really actually a machete.
Oh, machete?
Somebody dressed like machete.
Yeah.
It's such a shame his sequel bombed. It's such a shame. Because that looked like a good time.
Yeah.
You know what I could live without is some, not all, but some of these like sexy girl versions of costumes that are intended for guys.
Yeah.
Some of them are just like dumb, like sexy Rick Grimes from The Walking Dead. Or like...
No.
Sexy Freddy Krueger.
The dumb one. Yes, because there's a guy costume of Ted, where you can be Ted.
Yeah, teddy bear.
Some even have a little thing where you can like and make the sounds from Ted.
Yeah.
Well, there's a sexy girl version of Ted.
That's stupid.
It's stupid.
It's like against everything that Ted stands for.
Yeah, but the thing is, it was the whole one of them? No, there's plenty of dumb... Listen, ladies, if you have a lovely body, that's wonderful. Congratulations. Show it off in a way that we can... We can really appreciate it, but not think you're an idiot for wearing that costume with it.
And again,
well, I mean, it's one thing if you want to show that you're a fan of the thing. That's that's why people cosplay. Yeah. You know, I mean, I don't look like Wonder Woman, but if I really love Wonder Woman and I want to cosplay Wonder Woman, I'm going to. But at the same time, it's
are you going to be a sexy Ninja Turtle?
Right.
Exactly.
That is not. Not okay. Now, I have seen there a couple cute, like, Ninja Turtle-esque dresses, but those, like, really shiny, like, crappy Halloween costumes. No,
no.
I'm not going to do that. So, you know, there's a way to show your appreciation for a genre without just wearing one of these, like, clearly adapted and sexified. But I have started to see better, like, juniors girls costumes, if you will, ones that are, like, more covered up, like, not super slutty ones.
Yeah, not super slutty.
There's a couple of good superhero ones that are intended for younger girls that have full body coverage.
That look good, that make them look attractive.
Right, that are still going to be cute.
Yeah.
Right, but that are not showing, like, acres of skin.
Which, and don't get us wrong, we do enjoy acres of skin.
Yes, but
if not on a 13-year-old.
Yeah, exactly. If you're going to be, you know, you want to have a... You want to show off some skin? Great. Go as the, you know, bikini-topped hot tub. That's great. That's
clever. Yeah.
That's clever. Don't be stupid.
And again, and I see this costume every year.
We'll call you out on the fangirl bullshit, too.
I've seen this costume every year, and it always makes me laugh because Leanne Mabry, back when Tag and the Seam was still around, talked about this outfit. Talked about this outfit, and ever since then, I'll never forget it. It's the sexy stud finder.
Yeah.
Where, you know, she's like some kind of like handyman, but like an all with nothing it's the dumbest outfit. And speaking of dumb outfits that you'll probably see, the couple that wears the stupid I'm the plug, I'm the outlet.
Yes. Yeah.
All those dumbass outfits.
I've seen one of those in real life.
You've seen couples with
the nuts and bolt.
Stupid ass things like that. That is not funny. It's never
sexy
been
Chucky.
Funny.
Now
sexy Chucky.
Yeah, you know what? If you want to do the nut and bolt, that's great. Reverse the roles.
Yes. Role reversal. Bruce
reverse the roles. Yeah, go for that. Absolutely. Just because it's a dumb costume, but you took it and you made it a little bit funny that way.
You know, it just occurred to me another costume we're going to be seeing this year.
What's that?
The most interesting man in the world.
You know what?
I agree.
My wife was actually telling me, you know what? If you continued not to shave because, I don't want to shave.
Right.
I could pull it off.
Yeah, I could pull it off.
I actually do have a smoking jacket. I could pull that look off.
You know,
I do have to gray the hair a little bit more. But
if it's your masquerade parties, the only thing that comes off is the mask, you're doing something wrong.
You know, that exactly. Oh, my God. That man's my hero.
Oh, my God.
He is great.
He's really awesome.
I don't always start in Star Trek episodes. But when I do, I make it through the whole episode.
Now, for as goofy and awful as some of these sexy lady costumes are, can I just say how ridiculous the sexy guy costumes are? It's like the stripper and the male stripper kind of thing. One can be sexy. One is just silly, no matter how you try to slice it. And I loved last year how they actually tried to have the Magic Mike outfits.
Yeah.
And like, really? So you took your regular guy stripper outfit, called it Magic Mike,
and
charged $10 more for it?
Yeah, exactly. Charged $10 more for it. And
look,
you know
I'm Channing Tatum.
You didn't paint the abs on anybody.
No.
I want the guy who's 300 pounds wearing that so much.
Wow,
and
they
paint
have a sexy woman. Sorry about this. Mario and Luigi.
Yeah, I've seen that. Yeah, I've seen that type
including
of thing
the mustaches?
No, they are not wearing mustaches.
Really? Oh, they got to wear the mustaches.
I know. That would be a good time to wear
them. Because the bearded lady outfit, that definitely works. Oh, dear God.
Well, besides, I mean, but getting dressed up in costumes and going to parties isn't the only thing you can do at Halloween. I mean, I know that for you.
Drink.
You know, well.
Drinking is good.
Watching scary movies is another thing. So are you looking forward to anything that's coming out in the theaters?
Nope.
Or you want me to tell you some stuff that I found?
Sure. What's coming out in theaters?
Well, I mean, currently out now.
Because I've missed Insidious too, so.
Yeah, we've got Nothing to Fear, which is like Dark Angels or something. She's got like black wings and it seems kind of crazy, scary.
Never heard of it.
You've got Big Ass Spider. There's one called Big Ass Spider coming. That's literally what it's called. It's called Big Ass Spider.
Is that the sequel to Eight-Legged Freaks?
I don't know. And then Carrie is obviously coming out.
See, Chloe Moretz is a hell of an actress.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
she is an amazing actress. But I know this movie. They did a TV remake of this movie. They did a theatrical sequel to this movie not 5-6 years ago.
Nobody saw it.
Nobody did see it. No, nobody saw it at all. And I want to say Sci-Fi Channel did one as well. I don't know. Mm. But I just don't understand how this movie's coming out again and how they're not. I know this movie, and unless they've changed it radically, the teen market they're going for is going to hate it because it's a slow build.
They're not going to do that. It's not going to be good at all.
I think they're going to speed it up just a little bit.
Okay.
Add something to it, you know.
All right. Anything else coming up? Do I have some midnight movies going to be? Because I love when theaters, you know, I do. And Turner Classic Movies, I love Turner Classic Movies because you get a lot of the really good classic horror movies that you don't get to see really any other time. And seriously, folks, some of these you should go back and watch because, like, the haunt. Forget that.
Let's see if they do anything. They're definitely doing the Rocky Horror Picture Show the weekend before.
That's always going to happen.
That's the 25th and the 26th with the live cast and everything. They are doing Poltergeist this weekend.
Ooh.
So if you're not in the Richmond area, go check out your big theaters and your small theaters, and they're going to do something fun.
Because apparently, they're showing the great Tobey Huppert classic, Poltergeist. Yes.
Ooh. Hey. I just like hearing you say Tobey Huppert.
And one of the other ones is doing Ghostbusters, since they don't have Rocky Horror with a cast. So depending on where you live, you may be able to find like Bowtie Cinemas are all over the place, and there's lots of different things. So. So sometimes, classic horror, there's lots of things that you like to watch around Halloween. Do you have any plans to rewatch anything in particular?
Phantasm's always good this time of year because it's nice and it's creepy.
Okay.
Don Coscarelli goodness. That's why,
now you have the Phantasm ball.
Yes, I do. I do. The sphere. Mm-hmm, thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Fragnibulator, for handing me that. That's tremendous. I got him hooked on these movies back when we worked at Circuit City.
Yeah.
Yeah, he went out and got like the big that you can't get in this country, version with all the movies in like one of the spheres, the silver sphere.
Yeah.
Brilliant, fantastic, fun, good stuff. That's why, a bunch of the stuff that I was watching, because I was like, oh, I got horror movies. I should start knocking out horror movies. So Netflix is good for that at the moment because they've got a bunch, some good, a lot that are crappy.
Yeah.
But they've got some good stuff.
Well,
just
like most horror films, some good, most are crappy.
Which is like, I'd like to see the new Evil Dead. But, you can't stream it anywhere. You jerk ass.
Special antenna.
Well, see, I didn't want to do that. I don't want to pirate movies, but they really want me to do that.
Yeah,
they really, really want me to just,
You're giving me technology and you don't want me to use it. Screw you.
Well, we don't want you to use it in this way. We want you to...
That's kind of like sex education in Amish country. We give you get the equipment. We really don't want you to use it.
Wow. Let's also not forget to listen to your local radio station so you can get to hear Ghostbusters. Because that's about the only time you'll ever hear that on the radio ever again. For some reason, I used to enjoy that.
The Eddie Murphy one? Or no, the sequel to it? Maybe we'll hear that too?
The hell are you talking about?
To handle too cold a hole, we are the Ghostbusters.
That was Bobby Brown.
Yeah.
Oh, I was close.
No, you weren't. No, you weren't.
Nope.
One
of them smacked up Whitney Brown in Houston.
And one was Eddie Murphy.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
They both had rap careers at one point or singing careers.
Eddie Murphy made a couple of albums.
Career.
Okay, keep going with your story.
Party All the Time. Let's go ahead. Bring me Party All the Time.
There were two other songs on Party All the Time that were amazing. One of them is How Could It Be? How Could It Be? From the titular How Could It Be album containing Party All the Time is a great effing song.
Okay.
My favorite Eddie Murphy song was from his second album, Put Your Mouth on Me. That's a great goddamn summer song. Great goddamn summer song. So I will defend that. I've got albums by people that you probably shouldn't. I've got Bruce Willis albums. Albums, yes.
Okay,
the
I
Return
only
of Bruno.
One. Yeah,
if it don't kill you, can only make you stronger. Yeah, yes, I do.
Okay, all right.
Yes, I do. But yeah,
we've completely derailed this.
We certainly have. We certainly have. But it's fun because you never hear Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds any other time on your regular radio station unless it's Halloween. You don't hear Blue Oyster Cult that often unless it's Halloween.
Well,
because every radio station feels
like they
can
play. You don't hear Christmas music unless it's Christmas time.
No, sometimes you do Christmas Eve in July.
That's just stupid.
Yeah, it is.
That's
it's one of the stupidest things anyone's ever done. Isn't that right, Mr. Morgan? But anyway. Did I say that out loud?
Yes,
I'm so
you
sorry.
Did.
I didn't mean to.
Yes, you did.
All right, what's our final damn thoughts on this so we can get out of here?
I want to hear what everyone else is doing for Halloween. I want people to call in or send us messages and then kind of get a well-rounded take on what's going on. I'm looking forward to it. It's always one of the best holidays.
Oh, yeah.
I know it's different with us living at this different house, but I think that we'll be able to make the most of it no matter what we do. We'll get
you
dressed up and
practice
we'll celebrate.
That night, so you won't even be here.
I doubt that will happen. I don't know.
Oh,
but we've got parties we go to. They are also doing a costume contest, I almost forgot, at the Roller Derby on November 2nd. When people come, if you come to Roller Derby before you go to the pub crawl, there will also be a costume contest then too.
Ooh, well then, there you go. So bring your ass to the pub crawl. I think that's what we're saying. And bring your costumes. Who knows? Maybe we'll still haunt Richmond.
Ooh.
That'd be fantastic times. So thank you for stopping by GRD Sweep Day episode 205. We do appreciate it. GRD is licensed with the Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, Non-Derivative Works, United States 3.0 license. Ah!
Got it.
Damn, and it's been a while since I've said that, too. That's awesome. So please come check us out at Facebook, Twitter, the forums over there at geekradiodaily.com, which I'll try to get these knuckleheads to be part of. I know, but people want to come by and join. They really do. And drop a note to podcast Billy Flynn, the Bruce Flinchers, all at geekradiodaily.com, or send a voicemail to
510-GRD-CREW.
That's to where now?
510-GRD-CREW.
See you in a week.
The blood is the light, Mr. Redfield.
They're coming to get you, Barbara.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner.
Hey, girls, Halloween. Want a better costume? How about a real cat? Not the sexy kind that they sell in stores. Do a little DIY. And purr. If you're attracted to cats in a sexual way, that's gross. They're pets. You're obsessed with your pet.
It's called Halloween, not hello, hard weenie. Why is this the one day that your outfit gets so teeny? You could just be a nurse. You don't have to be a sexy nurse. You can just be a nun. You don't have to be a skank and a hun.
It's Halloween, and there's so many things that you can be this year. Like Bill Cosby, Louis C.K. Just be cool.
What? Keep your tits in.
So many things that you can be without your melons hanging out or your cheeks. You could be the color purple starring Oprah Winfrey. Whoopi Goldberg was in that too. Great movie. A phone charger, a blah, a blah. The Blue Man Group, if you have blue dye. You could be the sisters from First Suicide.
Showing off your nipple is a little too try-hard. Why don't you just be Bruce Willis from Die Hard? Cagney and Lacey, maybe Dick Tracy. Cop themes are always a hit. And you don't have to show any tear hits. They don't do that. Cops, they're tits in. Never seen a cop with tits out.
Ask Tim Gunn. He's a professional.
I like what you're saying, and I see what you're after, but these costumes are lacking in wow factor. We're going for quality, taste, and style, not easy, breezy, and juvenile. If you're a pear-shaped woman, you can go as a pear. Turn the skank parade into a tasteful affair. I don't want to be your dad, don't mean to be a jerk, but if you're dressed like a working girl, you're not making it work.